Conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Headlines. Zambia's envoy to Botswana emphasizes need for joint investment efforts. NEMA targets 40,500 female-headed households under social cash transfer program in 20 districts. And in global news, Zelensky says at least 30 injured in Russian strike on railway station. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Zambia's High Commissioner to Botswana, Pamela Chisanga, has underscored the need for Zambia and Botswana to leverage their shared opportunities to attract increased investment. Speaking during the Africa Early Stage Investor Summit held in Gaborone, Ms. Chisanga highlighted that through bilateral agreements, Zambia and Botswana can create regulatory harmonization that allows innovations to scale seamlessly across borders. The High Commissioner noted that one of the core pillars of Zambia's economic diplomacy objective is to increase private sector participation and investment in key sectors such as agriculture, tourism and mining. She further indicated that Zambia recognizes the need for innovation, digitalization and strategic partnerships as key enablers of sustainable development. Meanwhile, Polar Space Managing Partner Moketsi Tekere emphasized the need for young people to take keen interest in developing startups and take advantage of the evolving technology. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Price at the Zambia High Commission in Gaborone, Botswana, Julia Malunga. The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, is said to enroll 40,500 female-headed households, potentially benefiting over 280,000 individuals under the Social Cash Transfer SCT program across 20 districts nationwide. NIMA Head of Public Relations, King Siachika, has told Phoenix News that the initiative is part of the authority's ongoing efforts to extend health coverage to poor and vulnerable populations, thereby protecting them from financial risk. Mr. Siachika has further revealed that the Ministry of Health has partnered with the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, an international organization that supports women's health and productive freedom, to implement the STBF grant in the selected 20 districts. He says preparations for the registration exercise are currently underway and that in Northwestern Province, beneficiaries will be drawn from Ikelenge, Mwinilunga, Kabompo and Chavuma districts.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, working with the Ministry of Health, has embarked on a pilot project in terms of sensitization and registration of households. And this pilot project, we are targeting 20 districts across the country in all the 10 provinces. And our target is to onboard 40,500 female-headed households on social cash transfer. So now this project, we're working with Susan Buffett, is an addition to what we've been doing from last year with the Global Fund. Right now, the registrations have started and the sensitizations have started.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform has welcomed the proposed increase in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, from 36.1 million kwacha in 2025 to 40 million kwacha per constituency in 2026, describing it as a positive step towards improving healthcare infrastructure at the grassroots level through construction of maternity annexes. Organization Executive Director Rio Carioca said the increased allocation will also help ensure the completion of mini hospitals under phase two of the ongoing health infrastructure project. Mr. Carioca has, however, urged government to address persistent inefficiencies, corruption, and capacity challenges within local authorities. He also raised concern over the lack of transparency and accountability in the disbursement and utilization of the fund, warning that these issues pose a serious threat to the effective implementation of the 2026 national budget.
The new Dawn government has actually placed a high premium on the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, by increasing it from 36.1 to 40 million kwacha per constituency in 2026. This is commendable because it brings, I think, responsibility to deciding on how these monies will be spent on the local populations themselves. It also is going to contribute towards, construction of maternity annexes, and actually it contributes to the allocation to the health sector.
The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has expressed concern over the continued marginalization of Zambians in the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. The government has allocated 449.5 million kwacha specifically dedicated to supporting artisanal and small-scale miners for constructing mineral processing hubs and marketing centers. Commenting on this development, organization president Musa Kafimbwa says the country remains behind in efforts to empower local citizens in the mining industry, while foreign entities continue to reap significant benefits from Zambia's vast mineral wealth. Mr. Kafimbwa has noted that the current state of affairs has left many Zambians in poverty despite the country's rich resource base, calling for a shift in policy focus towards inclusive mineral beneficiation that uplifts the livelihoods of local players in the sector. While commending the government for allocating funds, Mr. Kafimbwa has urged authorities to prioritize the interests of Zambians and ensure long-term strategies that support local participation and ownership in mineral production.
A good news to listen to. But we are still missing some very important content in mining. One among us, the biggest content in mining, which all Zambians should understand, number one, is that we are not honorable people. When we discuss mining as mining, what should come into our minds, all of us, is that we are mining properly given the purpose. Then a question could be attached that, who owns these minerals? We, you, as Zambian people. So year in, year out, we attend a lot of ceremonies discussing the same workshop. You know, the only part that we are lacking to understand.
The Kitwe City Council has in recent months recorded the theft of over 120 solar panels from streetlights and traffic lights across the district valued at 156,000 kwacha. Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti says the thefts have been reported along Nyerere Road, Langashe, Kwacha, Kazembe, Freedom Avenue, and at the traffic lights situated at the junction of President Avenue and Kanyanta Road. Ms. Nakweti explains that as a result, some street lights and traffic lights are now non-functional, creating a risk and inconvenience for motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists, especially during the night. She says this act of vandalism undermines the progress of the district, as funds that could have been directed towards other essential community services will now be diverted to repair and replace the stolen equipment. Ms. Nakweti has since urged the public to report any suspicious activities around streetlights or traffic lights to Kitwe City Council or the Zambia Police Service.
As a local authority, we strongly condemn these acts and we are appealing to residents to be vigilant. We urge the public to report any suspicious activities around streetlights or traffic lights to Kitwe City Council or the Zambia Police Service. Together, let us take pride in the infrastructure that has been put in place to protect it from destruction and work hand in hand to safeguard our city for the good of our community today and for the future generations.
Phoenix Main News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
In global news, at least 30 people have been injured following a Russian drone strike on a railway station in northeast Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said. In a post on X, he said that preliminary reports indicated train staff and passengers were at the site of the strike in the city of Shostyka in the Sumy region. Emergency services are on the scene and have begun helping people, he said, adding that information regarding the injured was still being established. The BBC reports on this and other global stories.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian airstrike on a railway station in northeastern Sumy region has injured dozens of people.